Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. Those are the two local drugstores where you'll get personal service, because those are the drugstores that are locally owned and locally operated. And with the owners being in the store, you can be assured of quality service, friendly faces, and people ready to answer any question that you might have. But don't just take my word for it. Discover the refreshing difference of people in a pharmacy that really care about you. And if you want, they'll even deliver your prescriptions free of charge. For details, call them at 260-1918. Or better yet, stop in and see them. You'll appreciate their store and their service. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. Weatherman says cloudy tonight, a chance of more rain overnight. Overnight lows in the lower 40s. Then on Friday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming cloudy in the afternoon with the highs in the mid-60s. Friday night, cloudy again. Chance of showers returns. The overnight low Friday in the upper 40s. Topping Thursday's local news, city firefighters logged a couple of fire calls on Thursday. They responded to a vehicle fire at 114 Buffalo Avenue, where no injuries were reported, and the cause of that fire is under investigation. Early in the morning on Thursday, a structure fire was reported in the 800 block of 16th Street. Firemen there found refuge burning in a plastic bin on the porch of a home. They quickly put out that fire, and police said one female in the area was suspected of starting the fire and was detained for questioning in the case. In addition, the city's arson squad was called in to pick up that probe. And around 7 p.m. on Wednesday, a possible garage fire was reported, this in the 6,000 block of Buffalo Avenue. Firemen there said they saw smoke from around a window, and they opened the area up to douse that flame. First reports indicated the cause of that fire was electrical in nature, with reported smoking wires spotted near the window just before that fire call. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you daily by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. Hopefully soon the weather will be getting warmer outside, and when it does, you'll want to make sure your home appliances are in working order, especially your refrigerator and your freezer. And if you feel they're not staying cold enough, you need to talk to Chris Moore, the appliance repairman with over 45 years experience, and the one who will come to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor. You can't do better, so why pay more? And if you're having a problem with an appliance, the way costs are today, don't even think about buying a new one when Chris could get your appliances running like new again for just a fraction of the cost. Now, you really don't know when you're going to need Chris, so the smart thing is to put his number in your cell phone. Do it now under Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. It's 523-5911. Then when you need him, Chris's number will be right at your fingertips. With the holiday weekend approaching, Niagara County Sheriff Michael Filicetti reminds drivers that agencies throughout the county will be participating in a Stop DWI High Visibility campaign that runs right through the Memorial Day weekend. The sheriff said they'll be focused on promoting roadway safety, encouraging smart decisions, and preventing impaired driving crashes. He added, Memorial Day weekend is a time for families, friends, and communities together while honoring the brave men and women of the armed forces who made the ultimate sacrifice in their service to our country. And the sheriff said, as residents and visitors take part in ceremonies, gatherings, and holiday weekend activities, law enforcement is reminding everyone to celebrate responsibly and make a safe plan before getting behind the wheel of a car. He said it's all in an effort to deter impaired driving, prevent injuries, and save lives, with a number of police agencies throughout the county taking part in this campaign. And he says Niagara County law enforcement agencies encourage everyone to enjoy their Memorial Day weekend, but do it safely, honor the meaning of the holiday, and make responsible decisions. That includes planning ahead, picking a designated driver if needed, use a rideshare or taxi service or public transportation instead of driving if you've been drinking, or just stay where you are and never drive impaired. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today include just after 2 on Thursday afternoon, a report of a scooter colliding with a car at 66th and Girard Avenue in the Falls. Niagara Falls Police and the Fire Department on the scene there reporting unknown injuries. Another collision reported on Thursday morning occurred on Williams Road at the LaSalle Expressway. Two vehicles involved in that one with unknown injuries reported. Sheriff deputies and volunteers from the Frontier Volunteer Fire Company responded. Around 11:20 on Thursday morning, an accident was reported on Rumbold Avenue in North Tonawanda. NT first responders to that scene reporting unknown injuries. A little earlier on the Cambria-Wilson Road, a one-car accident reported where a vehicle slammed into a tree. Unknown injuries reported there with deputies and volunteers from the Adams Fire Company on the scene. Also on Thursday, a two-vehicle pileup listed on Niagara Falls Boulevard at Arnold Drive. Unknown injuries there. Sheriff deputies and Adams volunteers assisted at that one. And on Wednesday night, a one-vehicle rollover occurred at about 3:15 in the morning. That one in the 6500 block of South Transit Road. Luckily, no injuries were reported there. And Walcottsville and South Lockport volunteers, along with the Sheriff Department, assisted at that crash. On Lake Street in Wilson, a garage that a man used to rent was sold to a new landlord who gave the old occupant until May 30th to move his belongings out. But when he went there the other day before that deadline, he found a number of his items missing from the garage, including a compressor, a welder, and his 1995 pickup truck. The landlord couldn't be reached by sheriff deputies who are investigating the incident, and now sheriff criminal detectives have been called in to pick up that probe. I don't know how many times we can repeat these warnings, but on Tuscarora Road, a resident was contacted and told that a porn site had hacked his checking account and had taken $25,000 from it. He was warned that Microsoft could help him if he sent them another $24,000 that they would hold until the problem was corrected so the porn site couldn't get any more of his money. Well, the poor man believed them and responded to a number that they sent saying it was Microsoft. But it wasn't. And when they asked for the extra money, that victim went to his financial institution and tried to send it to him. That's where they discovered the scam and told him don't send any more money. Then they called the sheriff department. They also told him that Microsoft was not involved. And again, we warn, if you ever get a request by phone or computer or mail or at your door requesting money and you don't know who the person is that's asking, do not send anything. Don't give them any personal information, especially your bank account number. And don't ever respond to a telephone number that they give you to call back or an account number they give you to send money to. Because chances are, it's a scam. And if you know anybody that might be susceptible to this kind of scam, please let them know about this. In fact, there are so many scams lately. Next month, we're going to do a series on scams, how to spot them, what they sound like, and what to do about them. But in the meantime, if someone attempted to scam you, we want to know about it. And without revealing who you are, we'll use your story on our reports. Call us with details, and if you like, we'll make you a part of our show when it airs next month. To leave us your scam or information, call us at 371-0046 and be on alert for our scam alert that we will air during June. Finally, the City of Niagara Falls has released its annual Summer Youth Activity Booklet. It deals with recreational and educational programs for youth offered by local organizations. The activities are available for children and teenagers and include summer camps, recreational programs, library events, educational initiatives, and various other community activities. Organizations taking part in the annual summer programs include the Aquarium of Niagara Falls, the Niagara Falls Boys and Girls Club, Niagara PAL, the Niagara Falls City School District, the Niagara Falls Public Libraries, the Niagara Falls Underground Railroad Heritage Center, the Niagara Arts and Cultural Center, and the Salvation Army, among others. If you want more information on summer activities, you can contact the city's recreational department or check the Niagara Falls website online. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So contact our news tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, we report the local news on the hour and half hour on NiagaraRadio.net and at your convenience when you enter NiagaraRadio.net in the search bar on Facebook. It's local news, unbiased, fair, and free. And here on the Real Niagara Radio, I'm Sal Panessa.